And when my grandfather came home, of course, I always felt that he was partially the cause of it, because he used to go off and leave her there alone while he's playing the fiddle around in different places at night. So I came along, and he thought it was terrible because my father was white, and he wanted to get us away from Woodville, so that's why we had to leave there.
Your mother was born in Woodville?
Well, yes, she was born in Woodville.
Did you know your father very well?
No, because they brought me away from there when I was a baby.
Did you ever hear anything about him?
Yes, he of course, transportation wasn't like it is now, you know. And it wasn't as easy. The roads were bad, no paved roads and all, and it wasn't easy for people to get in and through here. Excuse me, I see somebody else in my yard. Now, where were we?
Your father, do you know where he was born?
He was born in Woodville.
Is this Woodville or Woodfield?
Woodville. Spell wood and then V-I-L-L-E.
Okay.
Of course, I understand he had no children. And he was very fond of me when, you know, he saw me and all, and he begged and pleaded with my mother to give me to someone so I could stay in Woodville, but we came on away from there, and I didn't see any more of him.
Do you know about your father's education or occupation?
No, I didn't know anything about that.
What about your mother's education? You said she was pretty well educated.
Well, she was a smart woman, and I often thought of her as if she had had the opportunities that she could have been, you know, quite a smart person, but she didn't. I guess she had about an eighth grade.
Well, you're pretty much for.
Yeah, she was.
What sort of work did she do?
Well, there was no other work to be done at that time, you know, and but household work. She sold until her health grew bad and she wasn't able to tread the machine, you know. But she took in sewing and made all of our clothes and took other people's clothes. And then she went out to work serving parties. She was very good at doing a special cooking, you know, serving parties and things like that. At that time, there were a lot of rich Jews around here. And
I heard something about that.
Yes, I remember hearing her say, leaving, when Jews start leaving a town, it's like a rat leaving a ship, getting ready to sink. And sure enough, this town just went right down when those Jews, you know, left here. There used to be a lot of rich Jews.
When did they leave?
What say?
When did they leave?
They left here when I was a child growing up.
So they left before the Depression?
Quite a few of them. There's some here now, but they're